Good morning. We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this Sunday before Thanksgiving. In your church bulletin, we printed Psalm 148, verses 7 through 13. I want to draw your attention to that passage of Scripture. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind. Notice those next three words. Fulfilling His word. You ever think of snow fulfilling God's word? You ever think of the rain and the mist and the fog, the vapors, as it's called here, fulfilling the word of the Lord? Fire, hail, dragons and deeps. Notice the next phrase, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. There's another key thought. Whose name alone? It's the name of the Lord. Not our names, not the names of great men and women. This past week has been, the news media has just been going crazy over Prince William is engaged to be married. And what is the bride going to wear? And how big is her ring as she held it out there in front of the press so everybody could see how big her ring was. And the name, if you go on to my internet screen, always comes up with my email and so forth like that. And the top name is Prince William and his would-be, or supposed to be, coming wife to that thing. And it's the most Googled names in the world right now. Okay? Wow. But you know what? Bible says, for His name alone is excellent. You can't substitute any other name. His glory is above the earth and heaven. At this time of the year, when we focus our hearts and minds on Thanksgiving, as we think about the day that our country celebrates, as we remember the coming of our forefathers to this land, to find religious freedom, to be able to worship God according to conscience without the interference of government, without the interference of the Church of England. Their desire was to honor the name of the Lord alone. Religion wants to substitute its name for Christ. But the pilgrims said, no, we want to honor Christ. We want to worship Him without being told how to worship Him. Let the dictates of the Scripture indicate that. For His glory above the earth and heaven. At this Thanksgiving time, there's but one name that must be honored, and that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray and I trust that we might enter with the beasts and all cattle, with the creeping things and the flying fowl, because all of them, we know, fulfill His word. And what else? They praise His excellent name. And you and I, who have our own sovereignty, we have a responsibility to submit ourselves and to humbly bow before Him and to give Him the glory and magnify His precious name. I trust that in this week of Thanksgiving, that our hearts and minds might truly enter in with all creation in the glories of Jesus Christ.